China's leading securities watchdog is reviewing an application by UBS for majority shareholding in a joint venture securities brokerage firm. UBS is applying to raise its shareholding in UBS Securities from 25% up to 51%, giving it a controlling interest in the company. It is the second largest shareholder in the investment bank and brokerage firm after Beijing Guoxiang Property Management. The move comes after the China Securities Regulatory Commission issued a new regulation at the end of last month regarding foreign investment in China securities firms. The new regulation allows foreign shareholders ownership of up to 51% of a securities firm based in China. Qualified foreign investors can now submit applications to register a change in controlling interest. Xieya Xuan is the chief macroeconomic researcher at China Merchant Securities. He says the move shows China's sincere attitude towards the opening of its economy.
On the one hand, we allow foreign businesses to own shares in securities joint ventures, which shows that we are sincere in opening up our security sector to the rest of the world. On the other hand, overseas funds and foreign investors are interested in China's capital market, so both sides can participate easily.
He adds that the opening of the securities sector is an important part of China's development.
Although there will be much more competition with foreign investors taking part, the markets will also expand thanks to their participation. And expanded markets will bring more opportunities to China's domestic securities firms.
China's central bank has received the first application from a foreign payment company to enter the country's third-party payment industry. The application was submitted by World First, an international foreign exchange service provider. On the same day the World First application was launched, the central bank also received an application from Experian, a British provider of consumer and business credit reporting. The company wants to offer corporate credit information within China. Zhao Xijun is the deputy director of the School of Finance at Renmin University. He expects moves such as these to bring mutual benefits both within and outside of China's borders.
The new round of opening up is granting national treatment to foreign investors. China's opening up has provided more opportunities for global social and economic development, especially for players in the economic sector, such as enterprises, investors, traders, and financial institutions.
During the Boao Forum for Asia last month, specific measures were fleshed out for the further opening of China's economy, along with a timetable for the changes. Restrictions on foreign equity in banks and financial asset management firms are being dropped, while foreign equity in securities, funds, futures, and life insurance companies are being capped at 51%, and this limitation will be eventually phased out in 3 years. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.